Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me. And this week on God Is, we've been talking about rest that God provides to us. Our starting point is the same as that of Jesus. We begin where he begins, and that is a particular kind of rest. The most important rest a person will ever have, and that is spiritual rest. Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And this rest here is not physical or mental or emotional, it's spiritual. Coming to Jesus is the most important move you will make or have ever made because Jesus deals with what separates us from God, what puts you and I at war with God, and that is our sin. Jesus died on the cross for the sins of those who will come to him. He became our substitute on that cross, and then he roared back to life, coming up and out of the grave a few days later, alive forevermore. He is the resurrection and the life over death for those of us who will have come to Jesus. And that is the message of these verses we've been reading in Matthew chapter 11. Jesus is the main character, and he stands uprightly amidst the people to teach and to preach. And in this chapter, Jesus deals with a wicked generation of people who have rejected him. He denounces, and he pronounces God's judgment on two cities, Chorazin and Bethsaida, and then a third, Capernaum. The verses leading up to the ones we have been dealing with this week are full of the judgment of God on sin. And yet right after the judgments are pronounced, Jesus still extends that hand of grace and the mercy of God. He gives us an invitation, "Come to me." That's in Matthew 11 and verse 28. This is a common practice for Jesus. Alongside judgment comes mercy. I thank God for this. My sins definitely deserve his wrath, his justified anger for my sin, but Jesus has invited me to come to him. And as I come, he is already forgiving me. There is promised judgment coming on sinners who reject Jesus' compassionate invitation to experience the mercy of God. But if you believe in Jesus by faith, you will be rescued from God's judgment on your sin. Yet if you reject Jesus, if you refuse to exercise faith in him, then you will not be rescued from God's judgment on your sin. This is what Jesus is clearly saying. So have you come to Jesus Christ? Have you heard his invitation to you and accepted it? If not, I want to encourage you to do so. I pray that today will be the day that Christ saves you and delivers you from your sin. If you'll just reach out your hand for his, he'll grip you. And as you exercise your faith in Jesus, that is, even though you cannot physically see him, you believe in him. I promise you, you'll receive the rest that you so desperately have been missing and seeking. You'll enjoy rest from war with God because through Christ, you will no longer be an enemy of God, but rather, remarkably, God's friend. Do not resist, rather surrender. And I'm standing by, ready and willing to pray with you, to tell you more about Jesus, and to send along to you some resources that will help you to know what it means to follow Christ, to be his disciple. All you have to do is drop me an email and a simple message that says you want to believe in Christ. You want to come to him. And I'll write back as soon as I receive your simple note. My email address is mark@godisministry.org. That's Mark with a K at godisministry.org. Please write to me right away. This week, I've taken us into Matthew chapter 11 and verses 25 through 30. And thus far, we have discussed verses 25, 26, and 28. But we have not yet understood the deep and penetrating meaning of verse 27. And of course, we have not yet looked in depth at verses 29 and 30, which describe what our rest feels like for those of us who trust in Christ by accepting his gracious invitation to us. So what I'd like to do is talk with you today about verse 27, And then on Monday, next week, pick up again at verses 29 through 30 of Matthew 11. We'll deal with those two verses early next week before moving beyond this passage to see what else Jesus has to teach us about finding our rest in God in the Gospels. And I want us to hear verse 27 in context. So pick up your copy of the Bible if you're not driving and join me as I read Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 through 28. At that time, Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for this way was well-pleasing in your sight. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And again now, just verse 27. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Now, do not let what I have just read confuse you. It's very straightforward, and the best way to understand this is to break down the verse into four parts. It reads this way anyway. Part one, all things have been handed over to me by my Father. The me here is Jesus, and the my Father here is God. So Jesus is saying that all things have been handed over to Jesus by God. God makes the handover to Jesus. And what are the all things? Well, put simply, all things are everything that God has, Jesus has. And everything that God is, Jesus is. Let me give you an example from elsewhere in Matthew's gospel that will help us to understand this. In Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18, Jesus says this before ascending from the earth and returning to heaven. "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." God the Father has all authority, correct? Yes, I hope you agree. No one has more authority than God, and God gives that authority to Jesus. This is only one example of what God has, Jesus has. Who God is, Jesus is. And that is what all things in verse 27 of Matthew 11 means. I could say a lot more, but let's move on to part two. Part two of verse 27 is this, "And no one knows the Son except the Father." Again, this is straightforward. Since Jesus is God's Son, who knows Jesus, the Son, better than God the Father? God is Father, Son, and Spirit together as one forever. The triune God has no beginning and no end. So in the three in one, the Father surely knows the Son. They are eternal. They always know one another perfectly. They are one. And on to part three of verse 27. "Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son." Well, Jesus is still speaking with clarity. Everything I said applies again. Since God is Jesus' Father, who knows God the Father better than Jesus the Son? God is the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, together as one forever. The triune God has no beginning and he has no end. So in the three in one, the Son surely knows the Father. They are eternal. They always know one another perfectly. They are one. Now we find this a little easier to understand because Jesus was human. So we can picture this. Jesus comes from heaven where he has been living in intimacy with God the Father in the Trinity, and he takes on human flesh to live as a man. When Jesus comes from heaven to earth, he brings with him the perfect knowledge of God that we all need. And now the final part, the fourth part of Matthew chapter 11, verse 27. "And anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him." What does that mean? Well, this is the most succinct way I can think to put it to you. If Jesus decides to reveal to you who God is, then you will know who God is. Let me say that again. Oh, this is awesome. If Jesus decides to reveal to you who God is, then you will know who God is. Probably the best thing for me to do is to just be quiet and let that sink in for you. Think about this all weekend. I won't be with you tomorrow and Sunday, so I'll be quiet. Jesus says this, "All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him." Let's put it this way in summary. What God has, Jesus has. Nobody knows Jesus better than God, and nobody knows God better than Jesus. And if Jesus decides to reveal to you who God is, then you will know who God is. Did you get that? What God has, Jesus has. Nobody knows Jesus better than God. Nobody knows God better than Jesus. And if Jesus decides to reveal to you who God is, then you will know who God is. You see, Jesus is essential for knowing God. That's why Jesus is essential to us in this ministry, where we seek to know the one true and everlasting God. We always come back to Christ, because no one knows God unless Jesus reveals God to us. To know God, know Jesus. Jesus says, "Come to me." My prayer is that we will all go to Jesus. And how does verse 27 fit with God is our rest? I'll tell you, and then I must go. If Jesus decides to reveal to you who God is, then you will know God. And when you know God, you will have rest. When you know God, you will be at rest. God is our rest. I encourage you to think about this, seriously. Enjoy your weekend, and then join me again on Monday as we continue to learn about He who is our rest.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.